Shea tried the one-timer. Canes retained possession. They'll go back to Shea on the left side. He hands off, wheeling around as Marty Natchez squares up. Back pass, Orlov goes to the left side, to the right, a one-timer is in! Canes take the lead 2-1 with 12:06 left in the third period. Back to Brady Shea, who had the first try and actually facilitated that whole thing. Aho streaking left, dumped it right in front of the net to Seth Jarvis, who tapped it back to Brady Shea. And he put it up top shelf just over the shoulder of Luukkonen. They try to go left to right on the wing, and it's back into the neutral zone, so the Sabres have to reset. Back to Dahlin, center ice. Skating left, bounces it off the board to himself and registers a shot that got by Ranta. I don't think he was expecting that kind of look from Rasmus Dahlin, the answer to tie it at 2 with 10:37 remaining. Dahlin's third goal of the season, and that was a playground move along the left side wall. He got air underneath it, put it off the top of the board, down to his own stick, and almost instantly let one rip that went across Ranta's body and in the upper 90. Natchez has it poked away. Back to the neutral zone he goes. Under 4 minutes left in OT. Natchez off the wall on that far side, same as Rasmus Dahlin did for Buffalo earlier. Squares up to the net, passes it back. Brady Shea skates left, spins, and centers it up to Sebastian Aho. Adrift to the left side of the net. Goes behind the net. Right wing to Shea. They go back to Aho. A lot of pressure for Carolina. And into Natchez one time. Into the back of the net. And the Canes win. Martin Natchez, overtime king, does it again. And the Hurricanes beat the Sabres 3-2 in OT. Good crowd on hand on this Tuesday evening, Election Day, at PNC Arena in Raleigh. I guess it's Election Day everywhere, but good crowd at PNC Arena in Raleigh. 1-1 contest, 4:43 left in the second period as the Carolina Hurricanes host the Buffalo Sabres. And it's a face-off in the offensive zone for the Canes. Seth Jarvis unable to win it for the Canes. Casey Mittelstadt comes away with the face-off win. But it goes right back to Jarvis. Rips one over the net and into the back wall. Canes trying to maintain possession in their offensive zone. It's back past the red line. Mittelstadt scoots it across the wall. Centering pass here for the Canes. Marty Natchez trying to niftily just sneak one past Luukkonen. But it goes back into the boards. Aho dishes past the red line. Natchez trying to get it back to the point. Mittelstadt comes away with it for the Sabres. Lost his handle briefly. Owen Power recovers, gives to the right wing. A fake shot and then a real one on the wrister. Saved stick side by Ranta. And the Sabres scramble back in their defensive zone to regain possession. Back behind the net. Big hit after the pass. Owen Power hits the deck as he receives it. Clifton back to Power from behind the net. Skinner a touch forward into the neutral zone. Clifton gives ahead. Tate Thompson from the left wing. Reps one, but Ranta right there to make the save and knock it away. Canes with it back behind goal. Trying to clear things out. And a counterattack here. Jesper Fast into the upper third. Gives it forward. A blocked save by Luukkonen. Canes retained, though. Martinook on the left side. Centers it up. Orlov slaps it. And Luukkonen squeezes to stop play, making the save. Orlov got his first goal of the season. And the win on Saturday, overtime victory over the Islanders. Orlov and Jalen Chatfield actually got their first goals of the season, the two defensemen for the Hurricanes. Orlov, much to be said about the plus-minus numbers early in the season for him. In the last five games, when Orlov is on the ice, the Canes are +3. Hurricanes come away with the faceoff in their offensive zone, though it is sent back to reset toward Ranta in goal. Kotkaniemi has it briefly knocked away along the far wall. Gets it right back now. Sets up right side in the O-zone. This is back. Teravainen rips it back behind the goal and around to the other side. And it's tipped away. Opportunity for the Sabres. Zemgus Girgensons kicks to the left side. What a save by Ranta. Canes clear it back. And Lukanen with a tap gives it to Dahlin, who stands behind the goal. Far pass for Dahlin, right to center ice, intercepted by Burns. He passes left side. Back to the right. It was deflected, and the Sabres win possession back. Yost has to push it forward. Slavin a touch to Burns. And the Canes, with a long pass, get it back into the O-zone, but it's back toward the wall. Lukanen receives, trying to clear it out to the right side for the Canes. Back behind the goal it goes. Nason chasing, whipped around behind the goal to the near side again. And the Sabres clear it forward. This is Ranta's turn to go back behind the goal and get it. He clears it back. Power into the neutral zone for the Sabres. Intercepted pass. Burns a quick find. Jarvis on the left wing. Stops dead in his tracks. Surveying the situation. Skates toward the front. Gives a shot. Blocked. As Drury was right there in front of Lukanen, who deflected it to his right side. Another stick side save for the Sabres goaltender. And Buffalo clears it back. Icing. Not the case, as it didn't quite get to the red line for the Canes. Pass forward. Marty Natchez rips one from the right side and sails it over frame with under a minute left in the second period. 1-1 game between Buffalo and Carolina here at PNC Arena. Battle for it in the neutral zone. Mittelstad had it on his stick. Ripped away by the Canes. Jarvis now with it. A deke. One touch. Back to Natchez. Natchez again. Overshot on the pass. He's got it on his stick to the wall, but has it knocked away. Natchez recovers, trying to center things up to Aho, who waves at a shot attempt, and a penalty called on the Sabres here as Aho was interfered with on that scoring opportunity or potential opportunity for Carolina. It is a slashing call against the Sabres. That's Rasmus Dahlin. So he'll sit the remaining 28 seconds of the second period and then about a minute and a half to start the third. The Canes back on the power play, where they are 1 of 3 tonight. Tony DeAngelo scored on the man advantage back in the first period. Faceoff one for the Hurricanes. Over to the right side. Bunting has his shot deflected. Nason pulls it in on the red line. They center it back up. Burns fakes his shot. Gives left side. That one sails over frame. Burns recovers on the right side. Back to Svechnikov. And his shot is deflected. And it goes out of play over top of the goal. Stops the clock at 13.3 seconds remaining in the second period. Couple of power play opportunities for the Hurricanes. That one was a pretty close attempt for Svechnikov, but a good job by the Sabres D to get a stick on it. Face off in the offensive zone for the Hurricanes. First attempt at it without the drop. And yes, Barry Kotkaniemi is hit in the face. Tage Thompson went down and got him with the top of his helmet. They'll re-rack things. Puck is dropped. Canes win it. Centering pass is intercepted, though, and the Sabres clear it out with 5 seconds remaining in the second. 2 seconds, one, and the clock hits zero. We will enter the third and final frame with a tie game. One goal apiece for the Buffalo Sabres and the Carolina Hurricanes, and still a minute 32 of a man advantage for Carolina to start the third period. 1-1 through two here at PNC Arena.